Inspector, inform us, please.
Right, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the doctors, Dr. Isaac Nagel, who has been with Telepsych for 2.5 years. The other person is Rose Presser, also been with Telepsych for 1 year. Dr. Shansky was also contacted, and he has no financial interest or benefit from the approval of this contract.
Thank you, Inspector.
Supervisor Bob.
I was interested in that Dr. Transky recommended this firm. Why is it we haven't utilized the RFP process?
Mr. Supervisor Barber, it says that he's writing in support of the firm. I don't think he...
No, it was stated during testimony that that Dr. Shansky recommended David Dropkin of Telepsych as a provider. It almost sounds like a sole source, and I'm just wondering why the RFP wasn't used in the first place.
If I may, it was strictly a matter of time. We are walking on the edge of being in violation of Christensen by not having psychiatric services. By going through an RFP process just for this, we would have delayed it many months, and we would have continued in violation or near violation of this. So in working with Dr. Shansky, he made a suggestion on how we could get in compliance quickly, which is why we did not go through an RFP process. The other aspect of it, we're in the middle of working with BHE for changing the entire operation to do an RFP for this model for just a few months' time while we look at the bigger issues, perhaps turning everything over to BHD. We just basically followed Dr. Shansky's advice that we needed to move quickly and bring these people in.
That is helpful. Understanding that there are probably numerous potential contractees here who could have been, if we had contacted 3 or 5 to get some sense for what they were charging prior to bringing this forward, I think that could have been done in a more informal way than maybe a formal RFP, even within the time constraints. But I understand the explanation, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Any questions, concerns?
How do you spell Dr. Rose Presser's last name?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it's P-R-E-S-S-E-R.
Supervisor Biddle.
Question. Have you all, in the effort to recruit talent, Marcel in-house, was there any discussion about trying to increase the salaries like we've done in BHD where we reclassified and increased the pay to try to attract more high-quality talent?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, actually that very issue is being run through Human Resources as we speak.
Okay.
Our original understanding, which unfortunately was incorrect, was that same pay scale would also apply to our psychiatrists. In retrospect, it did not, so that will come before personnel in short order.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to remind the committee, we do have the amendment to strike the language on line 50, 51. And if we did, let's take that up prior to a motion to approve.
Okay. Supervisor Washington has reminded us of the amendment. He would put a period after 2013 on line 51. questions, concerns about that amendment? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on Supervisor Weishaupt's amendment?
On the motion for the amendment, Supervisors Jurcik?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesar's?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
5 ayes, 1 no. The item is approved as amended. Sorry, the amendment passes.
On the resolution as amended, Supervisor Weishaupt?
At this time, I'd like to move approval as amended.
Questions, concerns, comments? Ready for deliberation? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion as amended, Supervisors Jurcik?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesar's?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
The item is approved as amended, 6-0.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item number... Well, I know that. I'm just waiting to see that she's ready. I'm sorry.